Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get back to your feedback in a minute. You missed this a couple days ago, Gator. Kang saw it. You know the workstations out there that we sit at?
Yeah.
There's three workstations that have access to editing bays and TV monitors and computers. You have two monitors there and do most of my show prep there. Kang was sitting in the workstation next to me and he said something like, check this out. And I started to roll the chair over. And I just fell out of the chair. I just fell out. Like
what?
I went to roll sideways like this.
Yeah.
The whole chair fell. The whole chair toppled over.
Yeah.
And down I went. I had that moment where I thought I was going to save it.
Yeah. It's not the first. It won't be the last.
No, I just.
I'm not even mildly surprised.
I just fell out of the damn chair.
Damn, shots fired, Gator.
Well, I mean, come on. You've seen Doug sit down in a chair. Is there anybody that is more careless in a chair than Doug Karsh?
First of all, you're correct about that. I'll give you that much. You're definitely correct about that.
If it doesn't have wheels, I'm immediately start to tilt the chair.
But I've always wondered, like, I'm like, when I find out like an old person falls down, I'm like, how does that happen? And then I saw it happen.
Right. Oh, no.
I did it once. I've told the story.
There's
in the
a difference
before.
Between watching Mitch McConnell walk through Congress and then seeing Doug fall. I mean, come on, Kang.
I hope there's a difference. I just fell out of the damn chair. Like the chair just tipped over and I went down. I'm like, I have no idea how I did that. I don't even think I can recreate it. Like, it was just sliding the chair over this way and.
It honestly looked like someone did it to you on purpose. That's the only way that could have happened, but it didn't.
But there was nobody else there.
There was no one there. He just fell.
Did anybody give thought that maybe it was a spirit?
Like a ghost?
Yeah.
I gave that no thought because I don't believe in ghosts. Hmm. Although Kang does. Do you know why Kang does?
Why? Well, I brought it up this morning. It's Halloween right now, and I don't know if you remember this. One night, I was up. I don't even know if I was up or not. All of a sudden, I went downstairs at like 3 in the morning. The TV was on for no reason. We definitely turned off the TV before we went to bed.
A little poltergeist action?
Has that ever happened to you, Gator, where you just all of a sudden something
There are
something
things,
was,
yeah. Like I swear to God, I turned that light off and then you wake up the night and the light's on. Yeah, it's interesting. You're saying this and then, you know, I put two and two together with Doug and my Facebook photo came up the other day, and it's one of my favorite pictures that comes up, you know, periodically. Hey, on this date, remember? But now I'm thinking about it even more and giving me little chills. It's a picture of that I took of you and Jamie Samuelson together at a Pistons game, and you're both wearing like plaid shirts, plaid sport shirts, if you will, or collared shirts. Is this Jamie's ghost getting back at us?
Could be.
Is Samuelson messing with us?
If there is a ghost that would mess with me, it would be Jamie.
It would 100% be Jamie.
Oh, man. Yeah, I just fell out of the chair.
Maybe didn't just fall out of the chair.
Yeah, but we didn't even have a short show yesterday.
That's when Jamie
that's
would
right.
Do it,
that's yeah. when the ire would really come up.
Well, be careful of those chairs with wheels on them. Actually, all chairs are dangerous for me, but I live on the edge when I'm in a chair. We get into Jimmy's office for meetings, I immediately tilt back.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, you're ready to fall down. You're seeing you choosing like X-Files music.
I was just thinking of something creepy.
I don't know. It's creepy. It's creepy. He's going to go with Halloween. He's going to go with Friday the 13th. X-Files is equally creepy.
The unknown.
Marlon and Wall Lake writes in, gentlemen, it's time to make the trade with the Titans and get Snead here. Arnold is coming back and Reed has no timetable on his return. You'll have a nice punch, 1-2 punch at corner with Robertson in the slot. Makes too much sense. I know he's out a few weeks, but when he's healthy, he would fit perfectly.
So Snead's contract, he's got an out after this year, but he signed for a couple more. He's making $18 million this year in base salary. So you're talking probably $10 million to acquire him. Because you'd have his salary for the rest of the year.
What's his cap hit next year?
His cap hit next year is $20 million.
Okay, so this might not matter to Marlon, and it might not matter to the previous caller, Dave, Kevin, whoever it was. It matters to Brad Holmes. I don't think he wants to take on cap hits beyond this year.
I don't think he does either, because he's got players like Jahmyr Gibbs and Jack Campbell that are first-round picks that have the fifth-year option that they're going to have to pick up, and they're going to start working on extensions for them probably as soon as this offseason, maybe. Mm-hmm. And you've got guys that you're going to have to extend, like Sam Laporta and Brian Branch.
More feedback here to the Carson. And now I'm not – I think you listen, but
– well, would I rather have Brian Branch at $20 million or Ladarius Snead at $20 million?
I would rather have Brian Branch.
I would rather have Brian Branch as well.
They gave Hutchinson the contract extension so they could hide behind the fact that they're not going to make a big boy move so the public thinks, yeah, we're serious. Look how we paid our guy.
I'm sorry.
Hold on, let me finish.
Yeah, go ahead.
When in reality, there's so much more to be done. That's from Duffy.
Yeah, the big boy move. So giving somebody $180 million or whatever it was for Hutch, that's not a big boy move.
No.
That's just a cover-up for not making a big boy move.
Yep.
So making a big boy move is a cover-up for not making a big boy move. Thanks. Great. That's great insight. Do I think that the Lions could add more to this team? Yes, and they have the cap space to do it on rental basis. I think the Lions are going to be active between now and Tuesday. And specifically, I think they're going to be very active after their game on Sunday when they see what else is going on in the NFL. What this person, this texter, doesn't know is the same thing that you don't know and that I don't know. And that Jared Goff told us yesterday that nobody knows. Nobody knows who's available. Only the GMs do. And they're talking to each other. They're not talking to the press. Only they know what's going on. So as much as you may covet some big-time defensive end that you think is available, they may not be available because you don't know. I don't know.
Headline from November 5th, 2024. Howie Roseman and Eagles sit out 2024 trade deadline flurry. Okay? You don't have to make a trade to necessarily be a Super Bowl contender. If the right trade didn't come along for Howie Roseman and the Eagles last year, so they didn't pull the trigger, the same thing can be true here. There's no doubt that Brad Holmes is working the phones.
Look, there are different ways of doing things, and the Eagles made their big moves in the offseason prior to last year when they added Saquon Barkley and others. Those were big moves that they made, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably why they didn't make a move at the trade deadline. There are so many factors that go into it. How much money you have to spend, what you're looking at in future caps. And if all this sets up for the Lions not doing anything, I think the reason they wouldn't be doing anything is because the player that they would want is not available to them. But wait, I don't like these preemptive, this is this, and set it in stone. They're not putting their big boy pants on and making a big boy move. When they literally just did that, and then the person is going to say, and don't tell me, which is the worst argument ever. No, that's the number one argument. Don't tell me I can't use the number one argument in an argument.
The thing about it is, I am also very, very intrigued. We've never had a GM draft like this.
Never.
And so the idea that he keeps adding draft classes is really intriguing to me. I'm not against just letting Brad Holmes cook and do his thing. I'm not convinced he's not building a very sustainable Super Bowl contender for a long time. Draft, develop, sign. Draft, develop, sign. Then let walk. Eventually he's going to have to start cycling guys out. But
at some point you think they would have to cycle some guys out.
Jason on a cell, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Jason.
Hey, thanks for letting me guys, or thanks for letting me on.
Sure.
I just wanted to bring up the point that another caller made about the backup quarterback situation and wanting to trade for someone. It doesn't matter, because if Jared Goff goes down, Kyle Allen's our best option. You know, you're not going to find someone that's going to be a better option at this point in the year. Kyle Allen knows the offense. One of you guys recommended Russell Wilson. That guy's a dumpster fire. It's just a name at this point. And also to the point on Brian Branch and Laporta, you're going to have to let one of those guys walk, and you're probably okay with letting Brian Branch walk. I'm okay letting both of them walk. You can find both of those guys in the draft. Especially a tight end more so, but I'm okay letting both of those guys walk if it means going after a marquee free agent instead, or re-signing a Jack Campbell to a long-term deal.
Thank you, Jason. Dave in Clinton Township, you're next. Hi, Dave.
Hey, there's going to be moves. There's not going to be some wow moves, and that's surprising to me, because if you would have asked me this question 5 years ago, I would have said, yeah, he's going to make some major stuff, because Brad Holmes was coming from an environment with tomorrow and draft picks be damned.
Yep.
Okay, the reason we didn't get a first round the first year for Stafford, they didn't have one. Okay, that's why we had to wait. And thank God we did, because they probably gave us Goff for that. So, they'll make some moves, but he's looking for, what was the word you used? A sustainable system. Rather than tomorrow. And again, that's surprising, because when he first got here, I thought, okay, here we go. He's going to be a Dave Dombrowski.
Yeah, the most all-in GM we ever had was Dave Dombrowski. He went all-in year after year after year, and he guaranteed nothing.
'84.
And there were some Red Wing teams that were successful in that regard. I strike that from the record. But yeah, the last I could think of that we had was Dave Dombrowski, and it guaranteed nothing. I mean, it's fun.
Right. And if the NFL really wanted some big moves, why don't we move the trade deadline to week 15 or 16, because there's too many damn teams still in contention to make deals?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Interesting.
That seems like a late, would I entertain making it later than, week 8 in the NFL season, or week 9, whatever this is? Maybe, but I think putting it off until December, I don't like that idea.
Mark in Oakland, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, I know why you fell out of your chair.
Why's that?
Well, it's a lot of physics. So you had a center of gravity. Let's that go. You, when you were sliding over to take a look at the other screen, were you leaning a little bit as
yes,
you were going there?
I absolutely was leaning.
What you did is you moved your center of gravity outside the point of the middle of the chair, and you created a couple of velocity vectors, creating a moment of inertia that tended to rotate your body. And then you had a force vector of the wheels going in the opposite direction, and you just rotated about that force vector.
Mark, are you a physics teacher?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Oh. You have a physics background?
But general engineering and physics, yeah. So,
all right. Did you stay in a Holiday Inn Express?
Never mind.
We're good. Sorry.
That's all I got.
No, listen, vector and inertia, I'm all about it. But the reality is Kang.
It was a ghost.
It was a ghost.
Yeah.
Force vector. It was a force vector.
Is that another name for ghost?
Force vector. Yeah. Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.